Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right. It is 9:06 on this Thursday, April 30th, the last day of the month. That means they are doing deals here at Fletcher Dodge. Anybody that comes on this lot, Frank, you're not going to let them walk off without a great deal.
Oh, we're desperate. Let me tell you what, if you've ever wanted to be in control of a car dealership, we are desperate. I'm telling you that you can come out here and name your deal. I mean, we will do anything possible today. And also, I'm giving away a free warranty with all used cars today. So we've got a big stock of used cars, so we'd love to sell you a new one, but if not, we've got pre-owned cars and save you a lot of money.
Before we get into Riverfront, I want to say something real quick. I shared this earlier in the show, Justin. I had a great compliment for Christian yesterday. Someone said, love hearing Christian on Mayhem. Hearing him more and more, mentioned Justin didn't showcase his talents like you guys do. He seems happy and a natural fit. And I was just making the point, you know, Justin has a different show. Acre has a different show, and he does things differently. What I was going to say, I am so blessed to have such talented guys on this team. You know, start with Roger, who's can do it all, comedy, singing, do all the things. And you got Justin Moore, who's a, you know, 14 number ones hits, and he loves sports, passionate, also super funny. You know, and then you got Christian now, who Christian's a very talented guy, 29 years old. He's sort of like an old soul, can sing. And, man, it's like, Frank, as you know, when you've got good people around you, that's the
key. It's a team.
Oh, it's so much fun. When we do our show together and everybody's here, man, it's just really good. I'm just really blessed, and, you know, all I get to do is sort of pitch the ball, you know, hand off the pass.
Yeah, that's all you do.
Yeah,
throw it up and let them take it.
It's the greatest thing in the world. And we are blessed to have a show that's got this kind of talent on it. I know we're not a full 100% sports show. We're more entertainment, but we also cover our fair share of sports, too. But anyway, I just wanted to say, as a guy who knows what it's like to have good people on your team, Frank, we certainly have that in the morning.
You do a great job.
All right, for Riverfront Steakhouse, what is the deal?
All right, tonight, Thursday night. So we got plenty of reservations available, so 371-9000. Tonight we're going to feature a large 8-ounce filet, the finest meat money can buy, mashed potatoes or baked potatoes, the best rolls like nobody else in the state has, except
yes.
In Tawny Town, for $39.50. We have the salad bars available for $6. It's normally $14.95. Tonight is $6. We also have a 12-ounce bone-in pork chop with choice of sides, rolls, and mounds of butter for $25. And we have a fillet of salmon, et cetera, et cetera, for $25. And the fish is absolutely, you can have it with pecan crusted or with a sauce. The salmon is, my wife has that every time. So we have three big specials tonight. We'd love for you to come down, call 371-9000, or call Shapur. Most everybody in the state's got his number. So Shapur will be there. And William will be there tonight. So,
well, Randy has now, over the last year, has called Shapur. Uncle Shapur, is that what he? I think he's Randy.
Yeah,
there.
Uncle Shapur.
And then he's come up with a name for William, cousin William.
Shapur. Cousin William.
I think he said Shapur.
Cousin William. Yeah, it's it is.
Shapur is a name guy.
Yeah, he does it like nobody else. Frank.
Happy birthday, Kerr.
Frank, what else you got for us?
Well, there? I want to talk about. Everybody asked me to talk about books that I'm reading. Some of them are old, some of them are new. The newest one I'm reading is called The Two FBIs. And as most of y'all know, there are some FBI people that are after crime and some are after politics. The title is The Two TWO FBIs by Nicole Parker. And she is a former, her picture's on the cover, she's a former agent. She's now on TV talk shows. So I'm really enjoying that. I talked about this once before, but if you're into food or restaurants or love to go out to eat and want to know about the best restaurants in the country, this book is called Unreasonable Hospitality. Unreasonable Hospitality. It's a hardback book. It's not that expensive. It's about a New York restaurant that started off with no stars and wound up with 4 stars. And there's only five restaurants in the whole city of New York that are 4-star. I'm shocked at that. But these two young partners started this restaurant. It's called 1 Madison Avenue in New York. But it's a wonderful book, and I've learned a lot about it. We're no league of theirs, but it's a little things that I've learned that, you know, for instance, when you make a reservation at 1 Madison Avenue, they look you up on social media, and so if you've never been there, when you come in, they will recognize you, and they will have done some AI research on you and speak to you and ask you, you know, I hear you're from Razorback Country or whatever.
Yeah.
They make their waiter and their smart managers know about you. Just really, really smart. We're trying to practice a little of that. But it's a wonderful book. Great reading. So if you like food and like great restaurants, you want to read that. And in my old standby that I buy for everybody's birthday that I know, a lot of people, is The Greatest Gambling Story Ever Told. And this is about Wayne Lucas. Since Wayne has passed away, this will be the first Derby in 70 years. You know, Wayne hasn't been there.
Yeah.
So
I read that. Remember, I read that in two days in Tampa. Yeah.
David was on my plane, and I have this book on the plane. I have a lot of books. David picked this up, and he read it all the way to Florida. We went to we went out to a swimming pool on a hotel, top of the hotel, and David would not even talk to anybody. He read this entire book. It's a paperback book, and you couldn't put it down, right?
Yeah, it's almost hard to believe that the story actually happened, that it was true.
It's about some guys that made a bet on the first, maybe not the first Philly, but what was the Philly's name?
I'm blank now, but it was they made the bet in Mexico when they didn't know.
Yeah, they made the bet in Mexico, and anyway, it's almost 100% true. And Wayne Lucas, you know, of course, is in here, and I asked Wayne about it. He said, "Well, they buttered it up a little bit, but it's basically a true story." But you won't be able to put it down. It's about a 3-hour read.
Yeah,
you know, depending on how fast you read, but The Greatest Gambling Story Ever Told by Mark Paul. Mark Paul. So if you got somebody you don't know what to get them for a birthday, or you want to send somebody a note, pick up this book or pick up 6 of them. I'm not selling them, by the way.
Now, you were still out the last time we were here. What was the series that you were selling?
Oh, yeah. I talked about this, and I had a listener corrected me, so I want to start off by saying this is not for children. This is for adults.
Uh-huh.
So there's a streaming show that many people listening will have watched this. But if you haven't watched it, I've told 2 or 3 of my really good friends that they've thanked me 1,000 times. It's called Madison.
Okay.
The name of the story is Madison. And it's on Prime Video. It's 6 deals.
Who's in it now? Is
Kurt Russell.
And who's the girl, Rod?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer, yeah.
The actors in it are Taylor Sheridan story. So if you know Taylor Sheridan, he's the guy that did Landman. So if you like Landman, it's totally different. But it's a... Well, at first I heard it was a love story, and I went, I'm not going to watch that. But it starts off with two men and their waiters trout fishing. So, I mean, guys, you'll like it, but the girls go crazy. But everybody I've ever recommended this to called me and thanked me. So it's Madison. It's on currently now on Primetime.
How many shows, Roger or Justin, y'all watch that? Does Taylor Sheridan have going on right now? I mean,
he never finishes. First of all,
1993, 1883.
Marshals.
Is
the one they call Marshals now?
Yeah, you're right.
It's coming out with Dutton in May. Dutton.
What's the movie that he did? Is it High Water or something like that? Hell or High Water or something.
Oh, did Hell or High Water and also Wind River, which are both good. And he wrote Sicario. That's how he got his...
Oh, that's right. He wrote Sicario.
Yeah,
Justin, are you watching any of Taylor Sheridan's stuff right now? I can't think.
Yeah, we're watching the second season of Landman.
So have you, Roger, did you peter out on Landman?
I petered out. It jumped the shark for me after the first or second episode maybe of this.
It's tough for me.
I mean, I love Billy Bob. Great acting. He's a natural at what he does, but it's just I can't suspend belief on this one, even though
I have a hard time seeing. Justin, you, especially you got four kids, you're coaching baseball and softball, all the stuff, and you're touring the weekend. When do you guys have time to watch these? I'll start them and I'll do one or two.
Well, but we can watch them later on. We're not necessarily sitting down when they're on
because they're all an hour. Because I'm trying to do that now with this Anne Frank. So Justin,
that's a different story. That's a documentary.
Oh my gosh! Now,
like last night, we got home from church at 7:30, and kids were all taking a shower and stuff, and we put an episode or two on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you can
watch
an
episode or two tonight.
Yeah.
Well, so Frank, so Jessica and I are going to Amsterdam in a few weeks to. She has just been obsessed with the Anne Frank story, and for those that don't know the Anne Frank story, obviously they were there trying to escape the Nazis. By the way, Roger, did you see what today was? Today is the day that Hitler committed suicide. Punk. Anyway, so it's this thing is 8 hour episodes, 8 1-hour episodes, and it's the most tough thing I've ever had to do to watch. I'm from a watching viewership. I've watched 3 hours of it because you know what's happening, you know what's coming. So I've got to go through it's 5 hours of this thing knowing, and it just, it's like, and I say, Jessica, I need to read the Anne Frank's diary. That's what I probably need to do.
Wow.
But just to see how they treated people back then, Frank, and just, it's just. Miserable, horrible. And it's a horrible story. For those who go, oh, there's no such thing as the Holocaust, and I was like, but what do you do? Are you kidding me? There's so much. Roger, you and I went to the Holocaust Museum in D.C., and what was one of the most powerful points of that, do you think?
The barrel of teeth.
Yeah,
the shoes.
The shoes. You walk in there, they've got, about a 50-yard room of nothing but tennis shoes, or not tennis shoes, but shoes.
Shoes.
And then the other one, you know what the other one had there, Roger, besides the shoes?
Was it? No.
Wasn't it hair? They took all their hair and were using it for pillows and
it's disturbing.
It's the whole watching of the episodes. That's the thing to do now, and you can do it now streaming pretty easy. But wow, it has been a tough one for me to be able to.
Of course it is. I mean, that's a very heavy story.
It is, and of course she's going to walk in there and she's going to she's just going to have a meltdown because she's there in the house. A couple other. I want to mention a couple of sports stories. I mentioned them early today in this history of sports. Today was the day that Lou Gehrig played his last game with the Yankees. And what is the record that he had, Justin or Christian, that he had for a very long time? And if you get extra credit, if you know the nickname of Lou Gehrig, either one of you.
Mr. Yankee or Yankee Clipper?
No.
The Iron Horse.
Iron Horse. Roger got it right. And what did he do of
consecutive games?
I knew you'd get out.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay. So I'll give them the number. Let them do the number.
Oh, he had the record. Mario's 56 game hit streak.
56. So Gehrig did 2,130 consecutive games. And, of course,
who got injured that put him on first base? What's the guy's name?
Oh, what's his name?
I'll give you his initials.
W.P.
Pip. So Justin, and of course, then he got where we know of ALS. It was Lou Gehrig. It's the Lou Gehrig disease, one of the nastiest diseases that you could ever have. And you wonder how much greater he could have been.
So,
of course,
Cal Ripken Jr. was the one that broke that record.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. That was a record. Of course, it will never be broken now. I don't think anybody will beat Cal Ripken's consecutive game because guys don't play.
No.
You know, they'll take time off.
Yeah, and I don't know if they did it with Lou Gehrig. I don't know if they gave Cal, if they said, you got to go in there for a couple to keep a streak going for a couple of innings. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember watching that live when he broke the record.
An achievement that to do as many as he did regardless.
A couple other things, notes in this day in history, Frank, coming to you in just a second, but I'm going to go back to Justin. So today is the anniversary, as I said, the anniversary, but Naomi Judd died.
Oh, wow.
75. Oh. And I forgot until I read this that she had committed suicide.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I knew. Yep. I remember there being a mental health.
It's another one that's kind of Farron Young. Her. So many other.
Remember,
folks,
you'd always see
Hall.
You see those two. You see those two together. Yeah. And they were quite the team, but I didn't remember that she had.
I guess it's the depression maybe brought on by her illness.
Did you ever get a chance to meet the judge, Justin, over your career? Ever run into him anywhere?
Winona, but not Naomi.
Yeah, yeah. What's she like? What is Winona like? It's pretty nice, pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was just in passing, you know. Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. Kind of.
Yeah. Get a lot of those. Frank, it was on this day. Let's see if you get this one. 17 years ago, 2009, has to do with cars. 2009, and you would have known about it because it relates to maybe this dealership. 2009, what did Chrysler do on this day?
Oh,
filed for bankruptcy in 2009. Fiat at the time bought them, and I remember, I mean, this thing has gone through, didn't Mercedes?
Daimler, Chrysler both?
Yeah,
Mercedes people.
Was a crash.
It was 2009 is when they filed for Chapter 11.
Yeah, 08 was the car crash.
Yeah. Yeah.
2008 was a memorable year for a lot of our businesses. 2008 was a down. People don't remember that far back, but it was terrible business. Interest was 18%. That's when I got the fatal phone call from a guy said, "You know, I'm with the RTC. You know who that is?" I went, "No." He said, "Well, it's a Republic Trust Corporation, you stupid." He goes, "We're suing you for $11 million. I said, "Listen, you're talking to the wrong person. I only own 5% of that hotel." And he goes, "Yeah, well, we're going to sue you anyway for all of it." So that was 2008.
You remember that year?
Yeah, I remember that. But 2009, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all right. The other thing that happened, I mentioned earlier, do you guys remember when Monica Seles was stabbed in the back? If you think about that, think about that.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it's in the middle of a tennis match.
Yeah.
And so this
dude
jumps out of the stands.
Dude comes out of the stands, and stabs her in the back.
Yeah.
Apparently he was a fan of Steffi Graf, but she's up there trying to just play a tennis match and somebody stabs her.
What year was that? I'm sorry.
It was 1993.
She was one of the best players in the world.
She was.
Maybe she only won one more slam. Like it completely derailed her career.
It took her 3 years to get back on the court.
Did she do the grunt?
I was just gonna say, what else was she known for?
Okay. They all do now.
I think Tommy has got that. I bet you, see if you can find that. It's somewhere in the system because Tommy used to play that. The other one, as we go to break, I'd love you to find this song, Christian, if you can, or Roger. It's Johnny Horton's birthday.
Oh, big fan.
What is the song, Justin, that most people know Johnny Horton from? Would you know?
Oh, God. When you say it, I'll be mad at myself for not remembering.
Isn't there an Arkansas connection with that too, Roger? With the
this is Johnny Horton.
North to Alaska, go north.
This is one of his hits.
Yeah.
Here's the one. You recognize this Frank? Battle of New Orleans. Turn that up a little bit.
We took a little trip with Colonel Jackson down to mighty
Mississippi.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
Down in New Orleans.
Fired our guns and the British kept a
coming.
There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Once more and they began to run. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
America.
Gotta change it back to Gulf of America.
We looked down a river and we see the British come.
There's an Arkansas connection. Who was the Arkansas teacher? Is this it?
That wrote it?
I think so.
Maybe.
Clyde,
what's his name?
I don't know.
Let's find out, Jerry.
We will go to break with Battle of New Orleans. They are doing deals here. A beautiful day to get your number. You know, whatever
it is. Couldn't ask for better weather.
You could not
on the Rams.
please come in and give me a chance to earn your business or get on FletcherDeals.com. You got 2.9%. Doesn't have to be a 900 credit score. This is from the manufacturer, so you know I can get most everybody done at that point. You got 84 months at 4.9, and then we got 90 days to your first payment, and we got no rebates taken away, so you get the full green tag pricing on that. Gas prices. I got two Cherokees out here, finally. 38 miles to a gallon.
That's great.
And that's combined.
Yeah.
I sold a customer, and it's like a 12 or 13 gallon tank. Give you 500 miles range. It took them like 3 weeks before they put gas back in it. So that's a big savings. We got Jeep Wranglers and Gladiators. We got leases. Everybody that's trading every 3 years, you don't drive more than 20,000 miles a year, you can get a Gladiator or a Wrangler under 500 a month, brand new, with nothing down, with your taxes included. So there's a lot of deals out there. And then on our pre-owned, we have the certified, so you leave with a peace of mind, whether it's a Chevy, whether it's a Ford, whether it's one of our brands. We're going to put a 3-month, 3,000-mile warranty on there. So, you know, if something happens, you're covered, and that didn't cost anything extra. Now, we offer longer warranties than that, but we can do that. So,
all right. He wrote the Tennessee Stud. He wrote the Battle of New Orleans. He wrote for Eddie Arnold, Johnny Cash, Hawkshaw Hawkins, who died with Patsy Cline, and so many more. He's from Timbo, Arkansas.
How about that? I was
ladies
right.
And gentlemen. Jimmy Driftwood.
Jimmy Driftwood.
He wrote thousands of folk songs.
Yeah, he was an English teacher, right?
I believe you're right, my friend. I believe you're right.
All right, you heard Zippy. They are going to make sure you have an unbelievable deal today. You got till about 7 or 8 o'clock tonight, right?
We got till we leave out of here.
But you stay till about 7 or 8.
I'm 4 away from my level 1, and I need some help to get there, and I'm going to pass all the savings on to you. I can't give you a truck, but I'll get as close as I can to getting you, just giving it away. As in, there's no profit for us to be made. We just need to get to that number, then the manufacturer's going to kick me back some money.
And, Frank, you talked about the deals at Riverfront. You know, I could go in there, Roger, and just with a bowl of butter and rolls and be good. And
you
that would be my
could.
Meal. I mean, really you could. You know, I love those rolls so much. I'm a bread guy. Yeah. But then the bowl of butter, it just sends it over.
Well, I was just telling Frank I went to a place that has great steak, and he agrees with it as well. But I go to any place, and I compare them to his steaks because I know the kind of what he puts into it. And you just can't beat it. And I love the salad bar.
My mother's listening. She goes, that's one of my favorite songs. She knows word for word the Battle of New Orleans.
Absolutely.
Go to break with that. Don't go away. 928.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Carson Brumbaugh joins the Zone each week courtesy of Pinnacle Parties. Bounce houses, tents, tables, and everything in between. Take your party to the Pinnacle. Find them online at pinnacleparties.com.
SportsCenter.
Arkansas baseball won their final midweek game of the year by beating Northwestern State 5-2. The Hogs once again took a late lead using a Micah New sack fly to take a 3-2 lead in the seventh inning. Cujillo Aloy would knock a run in the seventh as well. And Ryder Helfrich would give the Hogs their fifth run by hitting TJ Pompey in the eighth. After the game, Coach Dave Van Horn talked about the team's inconsistencies and it being time to show up.
Well, we got to continue to get better. We play really good and we play okay. We need to elevate and stay there. And I think they know it. We just talked about it a little bit. It's kind of that time of year you got to turn it on. It's kind of hard to go back and forth. What are you? And I think we have talent. We have kids who want to be good and want to play good, want to win. It's time to play good a lot. And if you don't win, you don't win. You got to play more consistent.
Arkansas will host 17th-ranked Ole Miss for a 3-game series starting tomorrow. And the Arkansas Travelers will play tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We're going to have a mostly cloudy sky today with a high temperature of 67 and a little breezy. Northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, dropping down to 52. Tomorrow stays cool, cloudy at a high of 65, plus a 20% chance of shower tomorrow afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
This is David Basil for my bank, Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits. And over the last 122 years, they've grown to six states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants to help. They can turn the equity in your home into a line of credit or help take your business to the next level. Just start by going online and opening an account at SimmonsBank.com. It's that simple. And if you haven't noticed, Simmons Bank is in the community because they live where you live. Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock, Simmons Bank Field at War Memorial Stadium, and Simmons Bank Field and Pavilions at UAPB. Just some of the venues that Simmons Bank supports. And congrats to Simmons for hosting the second Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Another outstanding job. Well done. And if you haven't noticed, I am proud to call Simmons Bank my bank.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzeman Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcourt action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Courtney Valentine here for the Butcher Shop Steakhouse, West Little Rock's premier place to go for a great meal. Serving only the finest hand-cut steaks, all still cooked over their huge hickory charcoal grill. Filet mignons, porterhouses, and juicy ribeyes are just a few of the delicious cuts to choose from. And a menu that also includes fresh fish, prime rib, along with all of their weekly specials. Tremendous steaks, excellent service, and a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere makes the Butcher Shop the prime choice for your evening out.
Roger Scott here. You guys know how much I love the great outdoors. I mean, I am the naked gardener after all, and there's nothing that I love more than my very own lawn and being outside. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. However, a monthly mosquito barrier from my friends at Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those skeeters away, which keeps my deck party going. Call them today at 315-9395 or on the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
This is Quinn Groby, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
9:33 on this Thursday, April 30th, last day of the month. We're going to be at Oakland tonight.
Yes, sir.
It is trivia night at Oakland at Mainline Sports Bar. Roger starts everything about 6:30. We'll be done around 8 or 8:15.
Yeah, but we don't have to travel far because we're going to be staying in the wonderful Forbes rated hotel and doing our show in Swing Suite 1 tomorrow morning for the last Friday of the 2025-2026 racing season.
Started back in December, and it's been a fun season. I don't know how many shows you reckon we've done over there.
I don't know.
So we'll be battling Bo. Bo will have his show. We'll out talk him and Chuck.
Right. We'll try to get somebody to say Slim Jesus again. Slim Jesus is walking on air.
Racing is today, tomorrow and Saturday, and that's it at Oakland. Kentucky Derby on Saturday. I think it'll probably be a 6:30 start time.
You can bet on the Kentucky Derby at Oakland on your Oakland Anywhere app. If you're going to the Kentucky Derby, you can bet on the last race at Oakland with your Oakland Anywhere app.
Let's hope Renegade wins because he won the Arkansas Derby.
I know.
That means a lot to our home track of Oakland.
You bet. But, you know, 40 years since that position has won where Renegade is. So it's been 40 years since that
position won.
Pole position or first position.
Yeah. First one.
So, yeah.
But I'm like you.
Yeah.
We
talked about that a lot. And, you know, he's capable of doing it.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see him do it. You know, it's a good story about him. He's owned 50% by Mr. and Ms. Lowe from
Springfield, Missouri. I think it's Springfield. I know it's Missouri. There are a couple who raised this horse from their mare, and they put it in a sale, and it sold for $950,000. And Miss Lowe started crying, and her husband said, "Honey, you agreed we would sell this horse." She said, "Yeah, but I just didn't think it really would happen." And as I watched him in the ring, and the price kept going up, so Mr. Lowe went over and talked to Mike Rapoli. I think it's the way he pronounces it, R-E-P-O-L-E. He's a very wealthy man. And he said, "I know you bought this horse. My wife bawling over here. And that's would you mind selling us 50% of it back?" And he agreed. Yeah. So they're 50-50 partners. Kind of interesting story, because I don't think Mr. Rapoli has very many partners. He's a five billion man. So you got two really people from, he's from New York, they're from Missouri. A great story to come to those love, they love Arkansas, racing Arkansas.
That's always one of the best parts about, even if you don't like racing, watching the stories. You had one, I mean, on the Kentucky Derby, they always dive into the stories behind the horse.
And, that's you know, when you're watching Saturday afternoon, the stories of all the owners and the background of the horses and their history, to me, that's more interesting than anything else.
Yep, I agree. I want to mention Razorbacks win last night, 5-3, I believe it was, over Northwestern State. They will play Friday in Fayetteville, Saturday and Sunday, of course, against Ole Miss. And then tonight, you got the Razorback ladies softball team going against Texas. You got number 7 Arkansas versus number 5 Texas. It should be a heck of a series the next three nights over there. So I also we got to mention Cam Kozel, Raj, Camden Kozel, rather, our guy that we get every week that just graduated.
Saw that.
Yeah. And he also hurt his ankle. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Yeah, that's they took him out of the game last night and didn't let him finish. So that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
A couple messages from our Middleton Eaton Air text line said, "I walked away from the radio this morning, unfortunately, when Frank gave his picks for the Kentucky Derby. Is there a transcript or a way that listeners can get that segment?" Yes, go to our podcast. Wherever you get podcasts, all the entire show will be on there. So I think we talked about that in the 8 o'clock hour, a little after 8. So you got that. Let's see here. Someone says here, before Johnny Horton died, he was going to rival Elvis. Google it if you don't believe me.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
So someone says, Jimmy Driftwood, we learned as a student at UCA, a great part of the school history. Now,
not to take anything away from Jimmy Horton whatsoever.
It's
two different. I like Jimmy Horton. Big fan. I'm sure if he was still alive at the same time I was, we'd be best of buddies. Just two different styles. I mean, Jimmy could have been a lot. I mean, Horton could have been probably bigger than he was, and he was still pretty big.
Someone says here from the 870, tried watching Madison after last month when Frank mentioned it, but it started off slow. But it is built up. So again,
the first hour is the slowest of all. But each hour gets better and better and better.
Today is National Larry Day. Jeff said, "How about Larry Dallas from Three's Company?" It says,
"Yeah, that was his neighbor. That was Jack Tripper's buddy Larry."
Okay,
downstairs they hung out at the Regal Beagle.
I barely remember. Yeah, it's amazing.
I guess he would be. I think James. If I remember correct, James Ballantyne used to have posters of Larry when he was a kid.
It's amazing what people can remember. Rebecca says Marshall's is great, and it's the new number one show right now. It's our favorite show on right now. I love it because it doesn't have the constant profanity that Yellowstone had. Yeah, you know, I don't even know the rules anymore about what you can say. I mean,
on the streaming, there are no rules.
Cable. I even think some of the regular networks is you can say things a little bit more.
Well,
like
you're getting away with some of it.
We can test them out right now.
We could. Christian, leave the room.
You know, David, you mentioned Kurt Russell when he was like 21 or something, very young. He's in my all-time favorite movie, which you'd have to just go on one of these channels. They have the old movies. It's called Used Cars. And Kurt Russell, a lot of other great actors. And it's the funniest. I mean, you just have to lay down on the floor. You're going to laugh so hard.
Yeah. Do you remember that, Raj? Used Cars?
Mm-mm. Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I love
Mike Moore used to own good friend of mine, still lives here in Little Rock. He owned Moore Ford. He took all of his 25 or 30 guys and went to a movie theater. You know, they shut it down in the afternoon, and he took all of his guys to go see that because it was so hilarious about just one little deal that this guy was so desperate to sell a car. They the owner had a dog, and they put a log under this under the wheel, and the people were taking a test drive, and they had seen the dog, and so they ran over the log, and they thought they'd run over the dog. Lord. So they started the saying, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I ran over your dog. I'm so sorry." The guy said, "We'll at least buy this car." So they bought the car because they thought they killed the dog. But I'm telling you, if you see it again, it's a little more for adults. But just get ready to be where you can lay down during it because you're going to laugh. You can't sit up.
Well, Henny and Squeaky's in it. They play guys who help break in to the Super Bowl or
break into the commercials.
Yeah, commercials or whatever. They do a deal, and it's Lenny and Squeaky from Laverne and Shirley.
How old is Kurt Russell now? I mean, is
he's got to be 60.
I think he's 70.
So anyway, this movie was a long time ago, but it's one of the best movies out there ever.
From the 501, have you guys mentioned David Allan Coe? He passed away. Yeah, well, I think he was 83. What, 83 or 84, Roger?
Kurt Russell's 75 years old.
Someone says here, Madison is awesome. The landscape is awe-inspiring to look at. There you go. Obviously, I've seen some of the video.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Someone says here, been in and out of the truck all morning. This is Joe and Poen.
Hey, Joe.
Has anyone mentioned Larry Hagman? We did mention, yes.
Larry Hagman. Larry, the bowling ball we mentioned.
Yes.
I don't know what to do with this. Don't know what to do.
Someone said Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Of course, that's Larry Fine. That's who you said, Larry Fine.
Look at you. That's why we have you here.
No, that's because I'm old.
661-1037.
I will show you the Stooges.
Do you remember, Justin had to jump off to do an interview for music. Do you remember a guy named Larry Worth that played basketball for the Razorbacks?
No, he played football.
Nope.
He was a defensive
back. Oh, is it football?
Yeah, he was a defensive back.
I recognize the name, but I can't remember where he played.
Yeah,
is he a DB?
Yep. Yeah, safety, I believe. Maybe a nickel, actually.
Someone says here from the 479... I went to Garth Brooks at Razorback Stadium. There were 75,000 fans there. I went to Alan Jackson at Bud Walton with over 15,000 fans. George Strait played Texas A&M Stadium last year, over 100,000 people. That's from the real Double R. Yeah,
RJ
went to that George Strait one.
Yeah, Larry White, they said he owns Larry's Pizza. Let me tell you, the guy that owns Larry's Pizza, if it's...
Oh, that's right. That's a great point. Very successful.
I love Larry's Pizza.
Here's one. Always good to hear Big Daddy Fletcher on the buzz.
Big Daddy.
He says, I worked for Frank for 27 years and had a better person and family to work for.
Nobody better. Nobody. I call him Onion. Frank Fletcher.
Now, with both my children getting married this summer, I want to publicly thank Frank again, as my kids are a benefit from his mentoring and investment in me. Love you, Frank. I wish Frank was here to hear that.
Yeah. What's his name?
It does not give. Here's one from Kevin Brooks. Love seeing the boys with Big Daddy Fletcher. Always thankful of my... Well, maybe that's just him. Let me see if that's him. Hold on, is that maybe Kevin?
Big Daddy Fletcher.
It is. That was Kevin. That was Kevin that said that. Kevin Brooks said that. So, I got a text and a message on our D3 Middleton Eaton Air text line.
Right.
Let's see. The million-dollar question is, what does it cost to actually run the program, the tennis program? Well, they said it was, what, $2 million?
Losing $2 million.
Yeah, you know, someone says Frank is right. Hunter just doesn't seem to put much effort into fundraising.
No, he doesn't.
He is behind the scenes, behind the eight ball a little bit and raising money.
Well, I think we all agree. It's not his forte. It's not his Ike forte.
Right.
Well, who is Larry Mondello? Who is that?
Oh, that's the guy with David Letterman.
It was Larry Bud Mailman.
Oh, what'd you say?
Larry Mondello. I know that name. It sounds familiar. What is Larry Mondello? What show is that? Who was that? That's not that... Mexican beer, is it?
Want to give a shout out to all the hairstylists out there.
Yeah.
What would you think, Roger, if you had to guess?
All right.
Hairstylists, men versus women. How many hairstylists out there? How many people cut
hair?
Well,
you know what? It's easy in my sexist way to say it's 75 women.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Or higher.
It might be close. Or higher. but it might be closer to half and half. If not, you know what? For conservative reasons, do you have the number?
No.
Then I'm going to say the actual number is 65% women.
I did want to mention this because you guys talked about it the other day. Did Christian give his answer? Which way do you face in the shower? Do you face the water coming at you, or do you turn around and face the other way? We'll start with you, Zippy. Which way do you face?
I mean, I do a little bit of both, but mostly face.
You mostly, because this is interesting.
Are we talking about the same thing?
This is interesting. I do just the opposite. Yeah. I mean, everybody does both ways. Everybody looks at, you know, but it's where do you, how much time do you predominantly spend in one position?
My max time. Well, first
max
of all,
time.
With my new shower, I have a rain shower.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're fancy dancing.
But
Bathfitter, by the way, Bathfitter's coming to race in
the bathtub races.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be a part of that. But I also have the handheld, I don't know, it's a wand, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
I have it on there as well, and I have it facing.
Freak show.
Them both. It's totally freak show.
Freak show.
But I will spend the majority of my time with my back to it so that I can lather
up. I'll
tell
you a quick funny story.
I like to lather up.
When we rented our house when we were building ours, was like a box, our shower. And every time I would turn around, my love handle would hit the hot and cold.
Wow. Okay.
And it flipped hot. And I'd go real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And then about for 3 seconds later, it would be the most scalding hot water you'd ever found.
Oh, my gosh.
Christian, which way are you facing?
I installed a rain shower myself, but I face it usually. Yeah.
Okay, so here you go. So according to this, your face is one of the most sensitive parts of the body. In fact, with nerve endings, direct water hitting your face can feel overstimulating, especially if the pressure is high, water's hot, and you're stressed or fatigued. Facing away can feel more calming and controlled. Reduces sensory input and gives you a sense of relaxation.
Talk about blemishes and everything else if you face it. With all that pressure and hot water.
He says that, they say here, if you face too much, it dries out your skin, especially your face.
Yeah.
With our competition next week, maybe you need to, maybe.
You know what? That might be something to it. I'll have to talk to them. But the majority of my, listen, after getting in the, after doing a yard, you're wanting to just get up under there. After, you know, doing 72 hours, what you're doing, you want to stick your face in that hot shower. But the majority of the time, my back's to it so that it's not washing off. I got to lather up.
The other thing I wanted, I just sent it to you. I don't know if you saw this, Roger, but did you see that Keith Urban is doing a Yacht Rock album?
I did not.
So I just sent it to you. Okay. Now, is the song that Christian covered, Summer Breeze, did he cover Summer Breeze? Or what was the 70 song? What was the one he said? Sills and Croft.
I
sometimes
get. I did not do Summer Breeze, though.
Who does Summer Breeze? Who does Summer Breeze?
Summer Breeze makes me feel fine.
It is Sills and Croft. So I want you to play. When we come back, run a bind and play it. I tell you, it's the music of our teenage years, Roger, in the 70s. And he does a good job with it. He got another one. He's got We Go Back. It's a Michael McDonald. Yeah. I don't recognize that. Is that that one?
All right. Thanks to my buddy Brian. Over at Three Star Muffler. Thanks to Boudreaux. Who's your bud?
Cummins.
Boudreaux Cummins. And to Joey Carr. They're all telling me. Larry Mondello.
Yeah.
Fat kid on Leave It to Beaver. And I say fat kid because that's, if I was talking to a cop and they said give a description, I'd say he was a fat kid. And that's the only reason I used it. That's the only reason I used that term.
Did we say Larry Tate for Bewitched?
We did not say Larry Tate.
That's from Bud, too.
I remember when Endora turned him into a crow. It was a black crow with white head because he had white. Larry Tate was such a jerk. He was such a jerk, man.
All right,
but he had to do what he had to do.
This is Sills and Croft, Summer Breeze, not Keith Urban. Maybe we come back and we'll hear the Keith Urban version. We'll come back and wrap things up here at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram. Zippy is ready to take off like an eagle and sell a lot of cars and trucks today, so he's going to help you. Don't go away, 948.
Makes me feel fine. Rolling through the jazz band in my mind.
Hey.
and they're off and running into the final weekend at Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. Live racing hits the home stretch Thursday, April 30th through Saturday, May 2nd, and Oaklawn is closing the meet wide open. It's the horsepower giveaway, and this one's a photo finish. From the paddock, down the stretch, one lucky player will thunder into the winner's circle with a brand new Ford Bronco Raptor, sponsored by Riser Ford, awarded Saturday, May 2nd. Earn your entries by playing in Oaklawn's 24/7 smoke-free casino, over 1,500 slots plus blackjack, roulette, craps, and more. Or you can settle up at the track, earn entries through May 2nd, and stay alive until the final call Friday night post time for the encore, Rick Springfield, live at the Oaklawn Event Center. You can also add elite dining, the award-winning Astros Spa, and wall-to-wall action all weekend. It's down to the stretch, to the wire. Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. Go to oaklawn.com for more fun and excitement. Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. If constant pain in your shoulders, back, knees, or other joints is just part of your daily routine, let me tell you, the folks at QC Kinetics can help. They are experts at resolving joint pain because they are the nation's leader in regenerative therapy. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free consultations right now. It's a no-pressure conversation. You sit down with a medical professional, talk about where you're hurting, and what you've already tried. They'll walk you through what's actually happening inside your joints, explain your options, and show you how their treatments can help your body heal naturally. No sales pitch, no commitment. And no, we're not talking about taking pain pills or surgery. Their focus is on resolving the pain at its source using your body's own healing agents for real, lasting relief. They've already helped thousands. They can help you too. It all starts with a free consultation. Interested? Just call 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up, so don't put it off. Take the easy first step and book your free consultation today. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
When work needs doing or the trail calls, you need a machine that's ready for both. Honda's line of Pioneer side-by-side. Choose the compact 520, the powerful 700 series, or go big with the 1000 line. Built for 3, 5, or 6. Visit Honda of Russellville or hondaofrussellville.com today and find your perfect Honda Pioneer side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual or wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear a seatbelt and close the side nets and doors when operating. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
One day, one chance to win a dream vacation. Give blood with Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 2nd at any mobile blood drive or donor center near you, and you could win a getaway valued up to $2,000 from Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and a Magic Springs theme and water park ticket. Donate blood on Saturday, May 2nd. Reserve your appointment now at obi.org/events. That's obi.org/events.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Okay, this is Roger, listen to this. This is Summer Breeze by Keith Urban.
He's got a
Doc Rock. Keith Urban, what'd I say?
Evan, because he's Australian.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Keith Urban. Yeah, so hey, it's not bad. Here we go.
Light it up.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night.
Got a little country feel to it.
A little bit. Come on, don't do it. A little light is shining through the window. Lets me know everything's all right.
That, did you not like that song?
No, I
was thinking of it. It was a song by America.
Listen, I'm going through the Jasmine in my mind. I say that to you all the time, dude.
Let me tell you,
he did a great job there. He gave me the...
And then that was enough.
I tell Justin, Justin doesn't have time to do a lot of covers, but man, I love hearing good people that, sing covers.
Yeah,
Frank, thanks for having us out.
Thank you, as always.
Appreciate it. Obviously, a big day today. Got to take care of business.
Yeah, thank you. We really hope you'll come out here and give us the opportunity to show you what we have. We'll make you any kind of deal you want. We are desperate. So come see us. Come to Riverfront Steakhouse tonight, and we'll feed you great.
Call reservations for Riverfront?
371-9000. We got all kind of great specials tonight.
Gotcha. Well, always a fun time. Thanks.
If they buy a truck for me, I'll make them a reservation.
Hey, by the way, we got to mention Raj, Bill Brashears, who just came in as a listener, just bought one.
He bought a truck.
Yeah,
Billy B.
He's from Hollywood.
Way to go, Billy B. Billy Brashears.
Yeah, he used to work in Hollywood, man.
He was Hollywood. Worked for Harry Thomason and Linda Bloodworth Thomason.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of dealers do a lot of things. One thing we're proud of is we treat every customer the same way, and we try to treat them great.
Yeah,
and
you do.
There's a lot of new vehicles. There's a lot of pre-owned vehicles. And then we have a lot of other dealerships within our group that we bring cars down here, multiple times a week. We sold a vehicle to a funeral home in Galena, Kansas, and we'll bring a truck down that I'm probably going to try to sell RJ. So, we're moving and shaking. So if you get on the website and there's not something you want to see, or you come out here and you just kind of drive around in your car and you pull out, give us a call. We're not going to hound you. We're going to treat you good, and we'll try to help your goal out. There's a lot of dealers out there, but we're doing the right things here. It's something we're proud of. We put our prices on the windshield. 10-second story. I had a customer. He goes, man, I know I'm not supposed to tell you what I want my payment to be. And I said, well, I'm not supposed to put my price on the windshield because nobody else does. So, you don't have to protect yourself and say, try to come up with all these things that protect you. We put the price on the windshield. There's no hidden fees. There's no nothing. Give us a chance.
And follow Zippy on social media. Yeah, he's doing good work. Like I say, also, thanks to Trey Schaap for setting up today.
Thanks, Trey.
Trey Schaap.
Thanks,
Absolutely.
Buddy.
Yeah, who's on the podcast?
Part two with Coach Chris Hack.
Yeah, everybody knows Chris Hack. Great guy. Great golfer.
Inventor
what a great.
Of the
I think, let's check in with Justin Acree. I think he's up
Speaking
at Conway
hacks.
Or at Toach Suck. Hey, hey, Justin, what's up?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good.
Well, good. We got a busy day. They are doing hands on a Hyundai. I don't want to step on any toes, but that's what we're here for today.
Sure.
First Community Bank is also a part of this deal, so we're going to talk all about that coming up. And I haven't been a Toad Suck in years. I don't know if you guys have been up here. When I was at 7, I used to come up all the time. And so I'm looking forward to talking about those things related to that and this. We're also going to be joined by Jamie Gates with the Chamber of Commerce. And he's going to come and talk to us about sort of an overview of everything with that. Nancy Holt is from Oaklawn today, thanks to our friends at Winner's Circle Concierge, the Red White Report. Dick Girardi's calling in, and he is going to talk to us about the Kentucky Derby. I saw that there might be another dropout today. Did you guys see that confirmed?
Yeah, Frank.
Full
Frank
effort out.
Well, he said possibility, but I didn't know if it was a doubt.
Okay. Well, I didn't know either. That's what I was saying. I was wondering if you guys had heard anything. So I saw that there might be a possibility of that. Zach's going to join us, too. We'll talk about updated odds down at Oaklawn Sports with their friends at FanDuel. So lots to get to.
What about a signing of Justin Acree at Trivia tonight over at Mainline Sports Bar? Are you going over tonight or are you coming in the morning?
No, tomorrow. I'm packing, getting ready to go out of town.
Oh, yeah. You got a big trip coming up, huh?
Very exciting. Yes, sir.
Yeah, very nice. All right, Christian, great job back in the studio. I think JM's still doing his interview. Raj, great job as always.
Great job yourself.
We head to Hot Springs.
We head to Hot Springs. We ride.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Come on, get your great deal today. They will do it today. They'll take care of you for sure.
Today's your day.
Don't go away. Zone's up next, everybody.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener. Like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV, but if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to it at a campsite plays acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliate.